Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and streaming on the Odyssey app.
NFL playoff coverage lives on Odyssey, your audio home for football. Get local coverage from your favorite sports talk station or listen in to expert national coverage from CBS Sports Radio. Go deeper with daily podcasts for every playoff team from the Locked On Podcast Network. Plus, get up-to-the-minute betting tips for every single playoff game with You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff, streaming live each playoff game day. Be ready for the playoffs. Download the Odyssey app today.
The Ultimate RV Expo on-site event is coming to you from January 19th to the 22nd. Head to your local Camping World dealer and take advantage of Expo pricing on over 37,000 available RVs. Savings on RV essentials as well as maintenance and repair. Want the best deal in town? We'll beat any competitor offer with the largest selection of RVs in the world. Or we'll give you $1,000 cash. Visit one of our 14 Florida locations or visit ultimatervexpo.com today.
See participating dealer for full details. Offers expire 1/23/22.
Now back to Hurricane Hotline on the home of the U. AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2 WQAM. Driven by Williamson Cadillac. For value, style, and performance, visit Miami's premier luxury dealership. Click WilliamsonCadillac.com now. Here's Don Bailey Jr. and the voice of the Hurricanes, Joe Zagacki.
Okay, back on the show. Still to come, Don Bailey Jr., offensive line coach and assistant head coach Alex Mirabal will be joining us, and Katie Meyer as well. Up next, associate head coach Chris Caputo is with us, and Coach Caputo has one of the toughest jobs in the country. And it's not the coaching part of the job. That's probably the best part of the job. The toughest part of the job is having to do the post game like 2 minutes or 30 seconds after the game ends. That's the tough job. You have to know that in this business, post-game show is the toughest job in any sport. But being the coach that has to come on the post-game 30 seconds after the result is often the toughest job, which it was last night, by the way.
It was easier in the 9 wins in a row, I can promise you that.
Yeah,
it was definitely easier in that situation than it was last night.
How do we approach last night? It was gut-wrenching. how do you move forward on that one? Because it would be easy to dwell on what could have been, what maybe should have been. How do you move forward?
Well, you've got no choice but to move forward. And it's just the nature of sports in general. We talk to our players all the time about, you know, having a next play mentality and be able to move on, and we've got to all do that as coaches. It probably doesn't help that we don't play for a week because this one will linger for a little while. But usually it's like the rule is by midnight, you know, you try to forget about it and move on to the next thing. But when you don't play for a week, it might be like, you know, a couple of midnights later before that happens. But, you know, I was really proud of our guys. You know, you go to a great environment, you know, obviously a program that's had a lot of success, particularly in their building, and to do enough to win the game. You know, you don't play a perfect game, but rarely do you play a perfect game on the road. We all remember, like, these games that you win and you go back and say, yeah, we won there that year, and then you forget, like, you won because you tipped it in or somebody missed a shot or what have you. And in the end, we did enough to win the game, certainly. both statistically and quite frankly on the court as well. So that's all you can do, and there are things we've got to improve upon, and you extract those from the game, and things that we did well, and you extract those from the game. And you know, the thing about college basketball is you play a different opponent, it could be a totally different game. And so some of the things that, you know, hey, we got to get better at this, but you know, that might not be as prevalent in the next game. And so you have to, again, be able to move on and analyze. The interesting thing about Florida State is, you know, certainly we're going to play them again in the near future, which is kind of odd, you know, looking at the schedule. So obviously some of the things from a technical standpoint, they'll be a little bit fresher in everybody's mind.
I would say that also, I kind of want to go through this a little bit. They've had they're enjoying a pretty good run here against Miami. And,
sure.
And I know how much that bothers you and Coach L because it's a rivalry. Now, prior to this run, you held the upper hand. Miami held the upper hand 8-6. My point's going to be, and again,
I would say, Joe, there are some people that were involved in helping them get the upper hand that was totally out of our control.
Well,
but
that's what I was going to get to when it was a level playing court.
I want to give them credit though. They've been on a tremendous run, and you know, obviously they've had great players there, and Coach Hamilton does a great job, and they've created a great home court environment. It's become difficult for anybody to really win there, and so that's what's even more disappointing is when you go into a place that's difficult for anyone in the country to win at, and you give yourself every chance to win, you get to 0.8 seconds and you win the game, and then you don't win the game. You know, I think that's what that stings more than anything in that situation.
Yeah, I would also say is that he's put together three straight Sweet 16 teams, but when the sides have been pretty level, the talent level has been even, which has been only two games in the last, whatever, 4 years. Both games have come down to overtime in their building on the last shot.
Yeah.
Well, this game wasn't overtime game. Last night. Yeah. One was overtime, and this one decided in the last shot. They survived a last shot from Lonnie Walker, and you can close your ears on this one. Got bailed out last night, I'll say it, on the last shot. But my point is this. Even playing field, Miami led this series 8-6. The last two have been decided by the last play of the game. So that's a pretty good battle. That's the way rivalries are supposed to be.
Well, and obviously they're great games, and it's great for the state when teams you know, have those type of, you know, tough games where everyone's watching, you know, all over the place. I had friends of mine that were at Joe's Stone Crab on Saturday when we played at Duke, and told me that Joe Stone Crab was going bananas when we beat Duke. And so, you know, that's what you want. You want the community engaged in the games, and you know, those close games are not fun for coaches, but they certainly are fun for fans.
Well, the game on Saturday, if we bounce back to that for a moment, that required, this has been the beauty of I think your team so far. And Coach mentioned this. He also mentioned this. The contributions from you, from Coach Courtney, and from Coach Irving. In addition, you know, because that gets overlooked sometimes. In addition to everybody found a way in the Duke game, and even last night, to help. Whether it was Walker had like 4 points against Duke, but made a great shot fake and got to the rim, or Jordan Miller, who gets the offensive rebound for Charlie Moore twice against Duke and did it again last night against Florida State. This has been a complete organizational effort so far.
Yeah, I'm, you know, obviously so proud of everybody. You know, we really do have great team in the truest sense of the word. There's a lot of synergy, a lot of teamwork. As I've said on the radio a few times, Joe, you know that when you see people happy for each other. And I think we see that every day, you know, when we play in practice, in a film session, when we're giving out some accolades, you know, within the team setting, it's very clear when you see the smile on guys' faces for other people's success, that, you know, you have something that really is what teamwork and team should be all about from an organizational standpoint. And so, We have that. It doesn't mean you're going to win every game or you're going to play great every night or you're not going to make mistakes. But I think when you look back and you say, you know, hey, how have we been able to have some success here in the last 10 games, that's been a big part of it, almost as much as anything we do on offense or, you know, defense or shot making or what have you.
I forgot to mention this to Coach L, but somebody did have a great line about University of Miami basketball. They said, Miami basketball, four guards and a warden.
It's a playoff, the John Rothstein, yeah. What is it, more guards than Shawshank?
Yeah, he had the guard, right, the Miami guards like Shawshank. And someone said, yeah. No, it's four guards and a warden.
Funny.
Yeah.
Funny.
Let me expand this a little bit. Let's pop outside of the ACC for a moment. Take a look around what's going on in college basketball. Baylor has been ranked number one, but then they went down to Texas Tech. What are some of the things you see outside of your league?
Well, certainly, you know, Baylor's, you know, success this season, you know, I saw some numbers the other day. It was very reminiscent of, like, what teams who were going to have an opportunity to repeat or get close, championship game or what have you, when they've put up the type of numbers that Baylor's put up this season after a championship. So obviously they've been exciting, but yet Texas Tech has had, you know, some incredible wins here, Kansas and Baylor. Mark Adams is a longtime junior college coach, then became an assistant coach to Chris Beard, was able to get elevated and get the job, has now done a tremendous job. You know, obviously Duke, you know, we were able to knock them off, but they had probably the best, you know, one of the best wins in the country with beating Gonzaga when they did. You see what Auburn's doing. Auburn, both Auburn and Alabama really are both teams that are, you know, going to be unbelievably competitive as the season goes on and probably deep into the tournament. They have great young players, a mixture of great young players and older players. And so, you know, obviously the Big East has been as solid as it's ever been, continues to be. You got some power at the top of the Big Ten. Illinois has got Kofi Cockburn, who's like the Shaq of college basketball this year. Ohio State's got great wins. And then you go out west and you have USC, who, you know, I know just lost, but obviously was having a great year, was undefeated at one point here recently. So, you know, college basketball is alive and well. A lot of parity, obviously. Some really good young players, some veteran players like our team has. And I think it makes for a great NCAA tournament. You know, obviously we're still in January. There's going to be a lot of great conference games. But, you know, a lot of parity in college basketball.
How is he doing it at Baylor? I thought they lost a bunch of guys from the championship team. But they were big and physical. And they had some dudes on that team. And it looks like he just reloaded.
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, they got a couple of transfers in, the guard from Arizona, Kinjo, who had been at Georgetown prior to that, like kind of like a Charlie Moore, got to be a couple of different places, but a little bit older. I think that was one of the things when you look at the backcourt last year for them, they were older and transfers. You know, Mitchell had come from Auburn. The other guard had come from Alabama. One had come from UNC Asheville. So a lot of older guys who had sat out in college, guys who were, you know, into their early 20s. And it seems like he's done it again with a couple of transfers this year as well.
I don't know. I don't know if this plays out or not around the country. There was a time where you could say, the Big Ten or whatever conference, you could pick a conference and kind of stereotype them a little bit, the Big Ten being, you know, big guys and physical. And I only know this, Purdue's had a good year, and we saw them in Brooklyn, and when they took the floor, first of all, I saw them in the hotel, and then I saw them take the floor, and the same thought was in my mind as when I saw them in the hotel and on the floor, damn, these guys got shoulders of defensive linemen. They look like a Big Ten team.
Yeah, they're huge. Yeah, and obviously, you know, we got to see them up close last year. A lot of the same players when they came to Miami, and a great win for us last year early in the season against them. But, you know, they're so unique because very few teams have one dominant big guy, and they've got two. And they've surrounded them with a lot of good pieces, shooting, playmaking. You know, Jaden Ivey, whose mom is a great player and a coach, is, you know, a guy who's thrusted himself into the lottery and maybe beyond the lottery. And so, you know, they surround those two dominant, strong, physical, skillful big guys, and they kind of find ways to, they don't really necessarily play them together, I don't think. They're kind of, you know, they're platooning them in some ways, and they're a little different, Williams and Edie, but they don't really lose anything either way, on you know, at that position, and yet they surround them with a lot of shooting and skill players, and a dangerous team, I think, no matter what happens in the rest of the regular season, as they get to conference tournament play and postseason, you know, they're going to be a tough out, just because, as you said, the sheer size of them is going to be a different thing that anybody's going to necessarily face in the first two rounds, for sure.
You mentioned USC, and they got beat last night, as you said. Who is the team to beat in the Conference of Champions? Is it going to be USC? Is it going to be UCLA?
Arizona?
You know, it's hard to watch those games. They always start at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, it is hard to watch those, and especially since we've been starting late, too.
Right.
We've been starting 8, 9 o'clock ourselves a couple of times. But, you know, certainly those three have, I think, separated themselves a little bit. You know, Washington State is a team that people like out there, and we could see what happens as the season goes on. But, you know, Arizona, they've done a great job, you know, it's funny, you know, Tommy Lloyd, the coach from, you know, came from Gonzaga, first time head coach, doing an incredible job there. And he was left with a really good team by Sean Miller, a lot of foreign players, which is funny, because that's, you know, obviously what Gonzaga's MO has been, to have an international team in a lot of ways. So Tommy's probably very, very comfortable coaching international players at Arizona in his first opportunity. Obviously, UCLA's, I think they've been hit a little bit with the COVID bug.
Yeah,
but,
they've been, seems like they've been off and on.
Choppy, yeah. But obviously, you know, coming off a Final Four, a lot of returners, a lot of experience. You got to like them as the season goes on. You know, the mixed teams are always very physically tough. And then Juzang's a guy, you know, that can really score it. So you like them. And then, you know, obviously what USC's done, you know, really talented team. The Mobley brother is kind of getting his time in the sun now, as his brother's moved on and doing great in the NBA. But, you know, now he's becoming a real factor as well. So, yeah, those three for sure out there look like they're primed for the conference stretch here.
At the beginning of the year, Gonzaga played UCLA, Duke, Alabama, Washington, and Texas Tech. Now they're into conference play. Do people forget about them when they go into conference play?
You know, I think at times they could. You know, obviously, as you said, they play late. But, you know, the world's smaller, Joe. The internet is so powerful. You know, they've obviously become a real name brand in college basketball. People write about them constantly. They'll show their highlights. The more they win, the more people will talk about them, because a lot of times when they win in their league, they go on these runs where they win 10, 12 straight. And yet, you know, look, their league is good. St. Mary's is good. San Francisco is really good. You know, there's some teams. Santa Clara is really good. And, you know, there's some teams in that league that are very, very competitive. And, you know, will they be as good as Gonzaga? Probably not, but they're going to be knocking on the door on certain nights, and that might draw your attention at midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning when they're on.
By the way, interesting sidebar. I think this always goes right over everybody. One of the great shootouts in University of Miami history was Jack McClinton and Patty Mills.
How about it?
Yep.
Two guys that could really, really shoot, really play.
Yeah. I know that you're out recruiting, so I'm not going to reveal your location or anything like that. But you have three nice recruits in this year, four more coming in next year. How is the recruiting world now going for the University of Miami?
Well, you know, we're excited about our class. We're excited about our freshmen. They've been able to contribute. You know, obviously Ja'Kai is in a situation where he's sitting, but we're happy with his progress. The other two guys have given us good minutes. very excited about the class, just in terms of the size for position, the versatility, the character. Obviously, it is ranked the top 20 recruiting class, but we're more probably excited about the idea that you have all these versatile pieces and high character guys that can do a lot of different things. We feel like there's, some of them are sleepers even within the class. And then obviously we'll have a couple scholarships here for the spring. Certainly we'll look to the portal as will most teams to, make sure that we're doing our due diligence. We've had so much success, in that portal, even before it was called a portal, Joe. Doing that before anybody knew what the portal meant. Whether it be, the Kenny Kajis, the Shane Larkins, the Sheldon McClellan, Angel Rodriguez, Kamari Murphy, a lot of really good players, guys that helped us win a lot in the league, were transfers. And so now when you look at Charlie Moore, Jordan Miller, Cam McGusty, we want to make sure that we're in the market for that level guy as we get to the spring here.
Okay, very good. Good luck on this recruiting adventure, and we will see you next week. A big week for the Hurricanes. North Carolina at home on Tuesday, and on Saturday a rematch with Florida State. Great start so far, and we'll get it going again next week inside the ACC. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Big week, Joe, at the Watsco Center. We need everybody there. We need to create a great environment and two huge home games.
No question about that. All right, Chris, thank you.
Thanks.
All right, that's University of Miami Associate Head Coach Chris Caputo. We will turn our attention to football when we come back on the Hurricane Hotline.
Breaking news on AM 560 Sports WQAM is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. And for breaking news, keep it here. AM 560 Sports WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and streaming on the Odyssey app.
University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts are leaders in orthopedic surgery, regenerative medicine, and concussion management for athletes of all ages and levels. As South Florida's only academic sports medicine program, the Institute's nationally recognized doctors will help you recover your game. Visit the same expert team that cares for your Miami Marlins and Miami Hurricanes. We have enhanced safety measures for in-person visits, or you can see the doctor virtually from the comfort of your home. UHealthSportsMedicine.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.